You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Joining us right now, Bernard Pollard, former Houston Texan and Kansas City Chief and Raven and Titan. And he's here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 to talk about what's going on in the NFL and specifically with this game on Sunday. Bernard, welcome to the show. How are you?
Well, how y'all doing?
Good. What do you miss most about Houston?
Houston was a lot of fun. I miss football. You know, I think that's with any team. But Houston was just the fans. I got to call out Frank. Frank was a fan that I met, him and Jazz and the family. They were a lot of fun. The fan base, they deserve a Super Bowl. They deserve winning consistently. They deserve a good team. I think that's what I miss the most, and the food.
Oh yeah, we got some restaurants. You'd be disappointed. I don't know how much Texans football you've been watching, but you'd be disappointed with where this organization is right now, Bernard. The fan base is pretty much given up on it. The team has been just awful these past couple of years, and it's not the same place that you played.
Well, yeah, I can see that. I do not watch. I don't watch a lot of football, but I think when it boils down, it just goes back to, they deserve better. So the ownership, they got to do a better job of putting a better product on the field. I think they allowed a coach to come in and just kind of destroy a lot with draft capital and pouring into some players that, they are contributing to the team, and some of them not even there anymore. So you just ruined a lot. You ruined the future of the organization by getting rid of that stuff. But now it's time to play cleanup, and that's not good with any football team in the National Football League.
Yeah, and I think it's always an interesting situation where you have to deal with. You were on a Chiefs team that had. I think you were there when Larry Johnson had his contract drama, right?
Yep, I was there.
You were there, and I say that not because the Texans have had contract drama, but when your best players when you start to have issues with your best players, the Texans with DeAndre Hopkins and then J.J. Watt, that's a really bad sign that things are getting ready to go sideways. It's not always contracts are maybe a little bit different, but it was interesting that one of your best players on your team when you were there. It became a little bit of drama there in the for the team.
Well, yeah, I definitely agree with you, and I think Houston have done they did a good job drafting some really good players, just the exit plan for those players was not thought out. The way you dealt with players, it was just, you can't have that. Those are guys that are Hall of Fame guys. They are good guys, community guys, good team guys. And I just think the plan should have been thought out a little bit better instead of abruptly just doing something. It was almost like playing Russian roulette, how you going to deal with them. And that's just not cool. They're going to have to fix that. I think a lot of players, when you look at veteran players or players that are going to be free agents, they look at what was done to how they dealt with their star players before. You just need to figure that thing out and get that ship going in the right direction, because once again, the fan base deserves better. The organization has got to do better because they got to put a better product on the football field.
Bernard Pollard with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 talking NFL football. Bernard, is there the way you played, you're big, strong, you were the bone crusher, patriot killer. You rushed the quarterback, you covered, you ran, you could play. It was basically a line. You and Cam Chancellor, is there anybody in the league like you guys now?
Hey, forgive my forgive my language, but hell no. Nah. It's nobody there. man, I watched the game, guys, and it's just, you know, watching a game of football today is it's brutal. It's actually hard to watch. And, you know, I tell a lot of people, you know, I think what the NFL is doing, the rules committee, you know, they've got to do a better job at implementing these rules. And for me, what I see they've taken a lot of the, they've taken a lot of the aggression. They no longer want the defense to be the aggressor. Now the offense has become the aggressor, and that's backwards. You know, why do we have the name defense? You know, you see they don't want the hits, but then you see offensive players going and leading with the head to run a player over. They don't want, you know, they want guys to be able to run free across the middle, and you can't, you know, I'm seeing legal hits. Like, I get what you're, you know, you want the safety thing to happen, but you can't take a violent sport and then say safety at the same time. You know, you can, but then at the same time, you got to understand, like, it's a violent sport. Everything happens in a split second, you know, so things are going to happen. You know, ejecting guys for hits that are legal or accidental, just like offensive players, when they go to face masks, they grab defensive players' face masks, and that rarely ever gets called.
It's crazy.
And so, you know, I just think offense is the aggressor. Defense is no longer the aggressor. It's hard for guys to play defense in this league. I think if you're looking at the safety part, they're not talking about linemen around a pile, picking off guys that are standing around a pile. That's a safety issue. You don't want D-backs or linebackers to go low on offensive linemen, but you want us to just sit there and just continue to take hits from the offense, and I think it's bullcrap.
You had a post on your Instagram account. By the way, it appears as though you still lift. You had a post on your Instagram account. It was from 2019, but I think it's very apropos now. John and I were talking about the fact that yesterday, Bernard, we were talking about did the 17th game matter at all? Was there any reason for the 17th game? Well, back in 19, before it happened, you said you were talking about the 18 game potential schedule, and you said owners want to play 18 games, give it to them. Players can't suit up for more than 16 games anyway. In return, ask that all UFA contracts, $16 million and lower, be fully guaranteed. Press them about the cap as well. They can do better than $15 million. Hashtag insurance for life. I want to insure us for life. I want to talk about the NFLPA and their relationship with the NFL. And what are your thoughts on that when you were in the league and now? Because a lot of players are very critical. They don't think D'Amore Smith is getting what the players should be getting relative to the entire package.
Oh, yes. I definitely, you know, a lot of players, you know, we can do better. The NFLPA can do better. And I know they put out there, they portray like, oh, we're doing everything we can. No, we're not. You know, no, you're not. We are, the players are the one that's going out there doing everything. And you're representing the players, but you're not going out there and trying to do everything you can. It's more or less Roger Goodell and the owners are dictating everything, and then we agree to what they put out there, what they give to us. Well, at the end of the day, we're the less than 1% that are capable of playing at a high level consistently and allowing them to make the money that they're making. You know, these organizations and everybody else. So I just think, you know, Smith has got to do a better job. You know, he's got to care about the player. You can't tell me you can't give guys life insurance. You can't tell me that you can't go in there and negotiate with players that are making $16 million or less, because that's where your roster is made up. Your roster is made up of those guys making that $16 million or less. You know, and so I think we will have a better product. I think you will have the player coach player organization relationship would be a lot better if they knew those contracts were guaranteed, because they can't screw guys over. You know, I think it would eliminate a lot of performance based incentives. Simply because if we guaranteed the contract, don't worry about any of that. We don't have to worry about the poor sportsman, or have to worry about a fan trying to decipher, okay, well, wait, did that player just go off because of an incentive? Did he just do whatever because the team did him wrong? Did he just do whatever because he's angry? Whatever it may be, those things can be worked out, but we're not doing a good job of it. Smith has got to do better. I didn't like it when he came in. I didn't like it when I was a part of the PA. I did not agree with things that he was saying and doing. I tried to tell guys about it. They didn't listen. And this is, I mean, the NFL owners and Roger Goodell, they've run amok with it. And it's sad. It's truly sad that, you know, we're able to, as players, and I don't want to neglect the fan. I don't want to sound selfish in any kind of way, but the players are making a lot of money, and I get it. They got a small window to make it, but they're making the owners a lot of money, and that money is out there to be, you know, that can be put back into the players as far as after football, their post life, their post career. You can help them. You can help them. We got too many old guys that are sitting here banged up, bruised up, messed up, that can use insurance. But you know what? After 7 years, if you played an extended period of time in the league, you don't have insurance anymore. So you just got to go out there and find your own insurance and do all this and do that. And I understand his life, but they can do a better job of helping guys.
That's crap. That is crap. There's no question. There's no question they got to do a better job, especially as the players get older. Bernard Pollard with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Andre Johnson, a finalist for the Hall of Fame. Talk about him getting in. Deserve it?
Oh, heck yeah. Dre is a... I mean, he's everything you want in a player, in a man representing your organization, a player representing your organization, a guy in a community. You know, he's everything you wanted. Dre he's an outstanding teammate. You know, he's a guy that doesn't say much. He truly, you know, he wants to go show it on the field. He is a quiet dude. I think, you know, a lot of guys, even fans and people in the NFL were surprised when he even got into the fight. You know, you push Dre, you back him into a corner, he's going to come out swinging. And, you know, but, you know, he's a guy that I enjoy playing against. He's a guy that I enjoyed being teammates with, and he truly deserves it. He shattered records. He was a guy that was a dominant force in the NFL for a long time. Definitely deserves a gold jacket.
Yeah, well, you were there when Matt Schaub was there with him, and he had less than Matt Schaub for a lot of his career, and that's something that's got to go towards him going to the Hall of Fame. Bernard Pollard here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Bernard, before you go, I just want to say you still haunt me to this day. I don't know why you did this, but oftentimes, you know, you would take your shower and then you would come out of the shower and you would stand there naked, ready for your interview, as opposed to getting dressed first. Can you explain why you did that to us?
Okay, first of all, let me apologize. I'm sorry. You know, but, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, every team I played on, so my teammates, they hated me because I took all the towels. I loved to have 10 or more towels because I needed a towel to sit my butt on. I needed a towel to put on my upper body, my lower body, and then I needed a towel to dry off with. And, you know, and I made sure, you know, I threw them in a dirty clothes hamper. But, I like to air dry every now and again. I'm a nudist, you know, so my teammates would definitely get pissed at me. Frank was my locker mate. Frank and Eugene, you know, they got a chance to talk to the crack every once in a while. So, you know, it was just one of those things, man, where I just had to air dry. I had to get ready. I wanted to be ready. I wanted to give you guys everything that I had.
Yeah, and so everything.
Everything.
Everything, you know. So, you know, I made sure, I still do it to this day. It's weird. Like, I get out the shower and I just stand there butt naked. And just, you know, sometimes I'll be on the phone. Like, I don't know what makes me want to spark up conversations naked when I'm on the phone. But, you know, it's not FaceTime. I'm on the phone, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's weird. It's indelibly marked in my brain. So
Kevin Cooper is listening right now.
Uh-huh.
Former
you remember
Texans
Coop?
Media relations
yeah.
guy.
Heck,
he just
yeah.
said, and all he texted was BP being butt-ass naked in a picture, of Henry Hill, picture from Goodfellas, just laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
The gif of,
Anyway, good times, Bernard, man. We appreciate your time, and thanks for your thoughts on all of this stuff. Do you still identify with the Chiefs? You think they're going to do it this year?
Hey, their window is closing. Their window is closing. I think, you look at them and they still had, they can still do some special things, but I think they're limited. I don't, a lot of people talk about Tyreek Hill. He's not a number one receiver. I think they're asking him to be a number one when he's a gadget guy that can do special things. Coach Reed is a great coach. But I think, the things that he do offensively, he has a small window. You look at Philly, you look at, what he's done with Kansas City. I really do. I think that window's closing there. So they better take advantage of it. I don't like them, potentially winning it. I like Buffalo. Maybe some other teams, potentially taking it. I identify with football. I don't necessarily go after one team. People ask me all the time about, what team. I'm like, dude, if I watch football, I just like the game of football. I don't hate a team. I don't dislike anybody. I want the product to be good.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, that's Bernard Pollard right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Good talking to you again, Bernard. Thanks for hanging with us.
I appreciate you guys for having me. Thank you.
All right, there's Bernard Pollard right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.